Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
On the hour. Yeah. On the
great
hour.
Music and great music and talk.
It's 1 o'clock.
The Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 8th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Why have you come looking like a badger?
A badger?
Yeah, all that white in your hair.
Because I've been painting the town in my house. So
have you?
I have the lovely, I've forgotten his name, Adrian. Painting my house. I've actually got him on a regime, you know,
have
already.
You? What,
yeah.
In the wardrobe?
Well, you know my foodie talent, so he's just been discovered that he's diabetic. And I said to him, you know, you need slow release, you know, not you know.
At least, well, can you let me up then?
So I was making him porridge. And I've cut his sugar out of his coffee. He's not allowed sugar in his coffee. He has a sweetener.
I bet he's really pleased he's decorating your house.
Well,
isn't he?
But he's. I said to him, I'm not actually too keen on artificial sweeteners either. So I'm weaning him off slowly. But I said that next week they're off as well. So lovely Adrian, up a ladder, no doubt. But my dog's got paint all over her. I've got paint all over me. And as I said to you, the fumes are making me a bit hyper. So beware.
Really?
Beware today.
A bit more hyper.
Anything could happen.
A bit more
I was hyper. Actually, you know when you're hyper and you're trying to sleep?
No, I've never been hyper. Yeah. I know when you're hyper, yeah.
You know, Neil, when you're trying to sleep and you're sort of awake, wide awake at 3 a.m, it's the paint fumes, darling.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even when you've not been painting.
Neil hasn't had a chance to ask. This is Neil Lakeland. Hello, morning.
Morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Neil. We'll introduce Neil properly later on in the show.
Let's introduce him now, just to annoy you.
No, let's not. We're going to introduce
Neil Lakeland. He's lovely.
He is incredibly lovely, and we will be hearing from him later on in the show, and very pleased we are to do that. He's our only studio guest today. Our second guest in the second section is actually a recorded interview that we did last week.
And that's Roland from...
No, it's not.
Who is it then?
No.
You lied to me.
It shows you haven't been paying attention to your Twitter for a whole week.
Well, who might it be?
It's Professor Mark Gilman and Dr. Luke Fletcher, who are going to be talking. They're the ninth in our series of the 10 traits of successful entrepreneurs, and this week we're going to be discussing the trait engager, but that's in the second part of the show, and we'll tell you more about that when we get there. But for the moment, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Southeast England and further afield, in fact, and you can do that in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01 303 874 998. That's 01 303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but by far and away the easiest way to interact with us while we're live on the show is to tweet me @VanillaWeb, and if you can, use the hashtag #BeBunker.
I'm sure they can.
It's amazing how many people forget. Although I did have one tweet, which I'm going to read in a minute, that tweeted, and then they went, oops, and put the BB bunker.
Well, I'm just looking
later at
Martin White, young Martin Paul White, on the Twitter, and he says, hi, guys. Rest assured, I'm listening in the background. Have been told off for tweeting too much. And he hasn't put the BB bunker hashtag on. So
Martin.
Slapped wrist.
Martin. there is no such thing as tweeting too much. It does not exist.
And the lovely Andrew Knott, who is one of my drinking partners, he's listening in. He said, can you shout out, please, lovely Jules and lovely Paul, if you would like to hear more about the Federation of Small Businesses, you can call Andrew, and he's actually given his number. Shall I read it out?
Yeah, go for it.
This is not a dating site. listener, but if he is quite nice to go out for lunch with, I must say.
I knew there was something in that.
07747114627. That's 07747114627. We had a lovely meal about 2 weeks ago in Margate at the Crescent Victoria in Margate.
Lovely. Well, if people want to get hold of Andrew to talk about FSB membership,
it's or the lunch.
Or the lunch.
Yeah.
It's probably easier if you give them his Twitter handle.
I can do that. Would you like?
Yeah, you might as well.
Okay. It's at AKNOTT20. So AKNOTT20. So in other words, A for Andrew and then not his surname, KNOTT, and 20, maybe his age.
His age, yeah. or how many years he aged after lunch with you.
Or how many bottles we got.
Oh, yeah, more like
but my mother was there, of course.
So it was even worse.
Yeah, and Rebecca Nutt.
Oh, good grief. It was, drunk it was, Europe dry. Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's coming up in April, the Seven Oaks Business Show.
All right.
And it's going to be opened by the Right Honourable Michael Fallon MP, Secretary of State for Defence. And the show is on Friday, the 22nd of April. And it will be taking, it starts at 10 a.m. and goes on till 2 p.m. And it's taking place at the Plaza Suite, that's at the Stag Theatre, London Road, Seven Oaks. There's business networking, presentations and exhibits. And there's 100 goodie bags up for grabs as well.
Oh, I do love a goodie bag.
I went to this last year. It was a cracking little event.
Did you get a goodie bag?
They didn't have goodie bags last year. Or if they did, I didn't get one. Mm. I might have been late. I don't know.
It was good though.
But it was a cracking little event and I'm really looking forward to it this year. They still have one or two, but not many, exhibition spaces left if you'd like to look at that. And you can get in touch with them at sevenoakstown.gov.uk and the email address is osl@sevenoakstown.gov.uk or you can call them on 01732 459 953. So that's Seven Oaks Town Partnership and that's the Seven Oaks Business Show on Friday the 22nd of April.
Well, you know, I was frolicking at the Taste of Kent Awards. That's why my voice is like this. I've been out rather a lot.
I saw the tweets. I saw the photographs.
Fabulous, fabulous venue with all my farmers market friends. And they were very, very nice goodie bags. Mm. They were.
Cool.
Shall I cough?
Yeah, go on. I would.
But I have been frolicking rather a lot, which I think is why.
No, guess, you don't say.
Guess who also is tuning in, who we love?
Yeah, go on.
Neil, you're like this. She's listening from Maryland.
Oh, Nurse Liz.
Yeah, Maryland.
Maryland.
And in fact, they say Marilyn. Marilyn. Yeah. But she's listening and she said, is that professor or doctor? So that must be alluding to one of the guests that you mentioned.
There's one of each.
Oh, well, there was one of each, wasn't there? Tell us again.
There's Professor Mark Gilman and Dr. Luke Fletcher.
There you go. She's got one of each, Nurse Liz.
Yeah.
Because she's a nurse.
Now we've got a nurse, a doctor and a professor.
Yeah, we should be fine.
And a consultant.
Who's that?
You.
yes, I am.
Ah, see? Yes. See, you didn't realise, did you?
I can be.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she can. Yeah.
I can.
Yeah. Read an email.
I will. I keep having to... I do apologise.
Why are you clearing your throat? What have you been doing?
I think it's... I just have been quite frolicking rather a lot, and I've got a little frog in my throat.
You've been to France, have you?
I think I'm dehydrated. Right. I need to drink more water. So now,
Jules.
No,
that was funny.
I need to drink more water. With your Prosecco, a little glass of water with each Prosecco. It's not right, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah.
Naturally, yeah. Stops the hangover.
Are you any relation to Lakeland, the suppliers of kitchen
plastic doodads?
If I was, I wouldn't be working.
Yeah.
it's fatal if you go into that shop, and if you go online, you just want to order napkins and tea towels, and you go wild cleaning things.
She's a bit like that.
Right, now this is from the lovely Supply My Business, and they have a networking event next Monday, I believe. Mm. Sadly, I'm going to be in Scotland, so I'm going to phone Martin White and eat humble pie because I'm going to Scotland on Thursday. But he says, he sent this in, and they say, until now, Supply My Business has existed solely as a virtual business community. And they're delighted to announce, therefore, that on the 14th of March, they'll be hosting, oh, it's what I was talking about, hosting our first face-to-face networking event in conjunction with East Kent College, who I love and know, so I'm gutted I can't go. It's going to be held at the Discovery
Park.
We're
quite pleased, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be, too. To be held at Discovery Park in Sandwich from 7.30 till 10.30. Well, I'd never be up at that time anyway. The event is exclusively for Supply My Business members and timed to coincide with the start of National Apprentice Week. Now, how come they're getting you up, Paul Andrews? Because you're guest speaker. Because you're not known for leaping out of bed at 6 in the morning.
It's going to be a real struggle. I was thinking last
night. Stay up all night would be much better.
I was thinking, actually, you're not entirely wrong, because it's quite a trek for me from where I live as well.
You should go out to a nightclub and then just go straight.
What I thought, what I might actually do, which is far more sensible, is just stay over there the night before somewhere.
Yes, yes, you could. Where would you stay? Do you know anywhere?
Premier Inn or something.
Well, you could do Airbnb.
I could.
That would be nice. You don't know who you'd end up with. Could be someone gorgeous, couldn't it, Neil?
What do you mean? A bit like most weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Paul Andrews, getting back to Supply My Business.
Never heard of it.
This amazing networking event, which is on next Monday at 7.30 at Discovery Park in Sandwich. 7.30 in the morning till 10.30. Paul Andrews, who is the CEO of Jobs in Kent. And he also hosts, get this, a popular weekly Business Bunker radio show.
Really?
Neil.
Have you ever listened to it?
Quite a few times, yeah. I download it and listen in my car. Sometimes I have it on in the kitchen when I'm cooking, which annoys my new husband, but there you go, because it's me talking with you.
Twice. Yeah. Twice at the same time. Yeah. You get him in both ears.
And I heckle the show when I'm listening. So Paul Andrews is going to be the keynote speaker on the day. In addition, there will be plenty of opportunity for businesses to network and a short presentation on apprenticeships. And that's annoying because I'm working on apprenticeships at the moment for hospitality. So that would have been good. The glue holding everything together on the day will be our very own David DeCara. I love him. He's the Toastmaster and Master of Ceremonies. We do hope you can join us for what promises to be a fun and informative chance to network face-to-face with our growing business community. There'll be breakfasts and refreshments free of charge. Well, that's worth me flying back from Scotland, isn't it, really? on the day. See, if we had Manston, I could do it, couldn't I? I'm coming from Gatwick.
Well, yeah, possibly.
Oh, I definitely could if it was Manston.
I tried to fly from Manston once to Newcastle.
With a plane?
Yeah, no. And it was really cool. It was really good. It was like 10 quid. It was really dirt cheap. And it was brilliant time. It was everything. And it got in perfectly on time. And the only drawback was there wasn't a return flight.
So where were you stuck?
Newcastle.
In Newcastle. Well, it's quite nice.
Yeah, no. I mean, I got a train back from Newcastle, but I mean,
why was there no return flight?
It just wasn't a return flight.
Had you not looked into it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I booked it, I went, no, we're not coming back. It's just going one way. Ridiculous.
Was that EU jet?
It was. And the problem was, it was really not really doable because your car ended up at Manston. And you didn't come back to Manston.
No, well, that's not good,
you know,
is it?
So it actually was a complete waste of time.
I think you were just unlucky, because I flew everywhere with EUJet. I went to Dublin and everywhere, and it was just amazing.
Well, I get lost.
Schiphol. not all in one flight.
Oh, I see. I don't recognise where we are.
Schiphol. Yes. We're with our clogs on. Yeah. Breakfast and refreshments. This is Supply My Beers. Let's get back to the nitty.
Oh, I remember them.
Yeah. They are a sponsor of the show, so I need to read this properly, Paul.
Yeah, you should really.
So stop interrupting.
Okay.
Places are, however, limited, and we would like, therefore, to ask you to RSV, and here's the email, chaps, martin@supplymybusiness.co.uk. Book your place early to avoid disappointment, and we look forward to welcoming you. So this is the 14th of March. I'm not saying the word inaugural.
No, don't say inaugural.
No, I get in trouble.
Because you can't say inaugural, can you? What is it you can't say?
I can't say inaugural.
You can't say inaugural.
It's the 14th of March, Business Bunker listeners. It's at Discovery Park in Sandwich. It's 7.30 to 10.30. You know why he does it there? Because he lives right by, doesn't he?
He lives next door.
Just pops around in his pyjamas.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's going to be a good event. I'm looking forward to it. It's next Monday. Come along.
Well, I would have gone. I would have probably gone out during your speech because I know your speech, but I would have loved to have gone. But I'll go to the next
She thinks she does. She hasn't seen one of my speeches for years, Neil.
I wrote them, most of them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will go to the next one, Martin.
No, we're not having another one. Not if you're coming. I've got an email here from the BBC.
All right. Do you have to say it in the BBC voice?
In the BBC. The BBC Radio Kent are staging a debate this Thursday, the 10th of March, and it's at 7 p.m. and it's at Shawn Village Hall, and the places are limited, so you do need to book. And the event will be discussing the option for a new Lower Thames crossing. Yeah.
Oh, good. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. They want to hear as many voices as possible from the Dartford and Gravesham area. And free tickets are available by emailing thamescrossing@bbc.co.uk. thamescrossing@bbc.co.uk. The BBC political reporter, who is the main focal point for this, is Tom Darby. So that's BBC Radio Kent this Thursday, 7 p.m, Shawn Village Hall, a debate on the Lower Thames Crossing. If you email thamescrossing@bbc.co.uk, you can book a place. But places are limited. So it would help if you actually live in the Dartford and Gravesham area. Don't you know?
All creatures of our God and King. There's a special pet service to be held on the Sunday, the 13th of March. That's this Sunday at 3 p.m. at St. Augustine's Church in Gillingham. And the service will be... there's a lovely picture of a bunny with a little quacky yellow duck thing. It's so sweet.
Well, it's not near Easter by any chance, is it?
A little duckling, yeah, a little duckling. I thought this was from Adrian Keeney. Let's see if it is. The service will be a celebration and blessing of our pets as we give thanks for them and for those who help us care for them. That will be Adrian Keeney then. We also call to mind and give thanks to all of the pets who we've loved and who've loved us over the years. All adults and children are welcome to attend with their pets. If you wish to, please send a named photograph of your pet for inclusion on screen at the service. Now, you can send your details of your little pet's pictures to info@akpetservice.co.uk. So there is the lovely Adrian Kearney. He says, we've been advised that all dogs must be on a lead and muzzled as appropriate. All other dogs must be in containers for everyone's health and safety. Can you imagine them all running around if they let them escape? Larger animals will be welcome.
I've seen that episode of The Vicar of Dibley.
Have you?
If you recall.
No.
They had a similar service on The Vicar of Dibley, and, of course, it went completely Pete's song. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Mm-hmm. larger animals will be welcome, Paul Andrews, but must be suitably constrained.
I'll bring my elephant then, shall I?
Veterinary staff will be on hand. Now, there's parking available at Chatham Girls Grammar School if it's packed, opposite the church in Raynham Road. You can go on their Facebook page, which is STAS Gillingham. So that's St. Ass, I guess. And the church office has a number, which is 01-634-850-288. And again, info@akpetservice.co.uk. You can also follow him on the Twitter at AK Pet Services, I believe it is.
Fantastic. I've got something I want to read out now.
Do.
Just before we go to the tunage break.
I love a tune.
And I'm really, really pleased about this. This lady really does deserve this. A Network She Foundation International Women's Day Awards 2016.
Ooh.
Kent-based businesswoman has been crowned Businesswoman of the Year, a prestigious national award. Teresa Scott of Kennedy Scott was crowned Businesswoman of the Year at the annual Network She Foundation International Women's Day Awards 2016, held in Llandudno, North Wales. That'll be Llandudno, North Wales. Teresa, who won the award on her birthday. Happy birthday, Teresa.
That's lovely.
Is the CEO of Kennedy Scott. Last year, they were chosen by the government as one of six national providers of its new Specialist Employability Support Programme for the Disabled, with an estimated 50,000 people helped into jobs as a result of her and her team's work. This year's event was the biggest ever, held at the venue Cymru, with an audience well in excess of 200 business leaders and dignitaries, featuring winners across 14 award categories. The Network She Foundation, a full registered charity supporting women and young people, from across the country, giving them access to skills, confidence and networks that they need to become successful individuals. Foundation founder Ruth Lloyd-Williams said the event had been a resounding success, and she congratulated all the winners and shortlisted finalists, including Teresa. Teresa thoroughly deserved her award, and I'm absolutely delighted for her, and on her birthday too.
That is great.
It couldn't
great.
Get much better timing
well
than
done.
That.
Well done. Well done.
The award coincides with International Women's Day, which is today, Tuesday the 8th of March, an annual event in the international calendar celebrating the social, economic, cultural and political achievement of women. More information about the Network She Foundation can be found at www.networkshe.co.uk.
Fantastic. Mm. Well done.
Well done, Teresa.
Yeah.
Very well deserved. She's a brilliant, brilliant lady with a fantastic team. And I know, I absolutely do know, because she told me, that she wants to share that award with her whole team, because without them she couldn't do it. So a big well done to everybody at Kennedy Scott. Fantastic achievement.
She's been on this show many a time. And she's,
quite a few times, yeah.
Told us all about their thing.
Yeah, they do some fabulous work. Yeah, cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Some tunage.
We're going to have some tunage.
Not one I've got to guess, is it?
It's easy, this. It's
no.
easy.
Oh, yes, it's CeeLo Green, isn't it? Happy Now.
It's Happy. Pharrell Williams.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like CeeLo Green. Because we're happy now.
Bring me down. Rift Accounting. The accountants of tomorrow, today. Riftaccounting.com.
JobsInKent.com. Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 8th, with me, Paul Andrews, and Jules Serkin. That was Zappy.
I love that song. It does make you happy. Sorry, I thought it was CeeLo Green. Similar sort of voice.
No, it isn't.
As Philo. What was his name? Philo. Philo Pastry.
No, it wasn't Philo.
What was his name then? Milo.
Yeah. Anyway.
Don't just agree with me.
Yeah, anyway, loads of people like that because Laura Burton Lawrence has said, oh, that's made me feel happy.
Yeah, it does. It's a great
And Chris
tune.
Pollard, better late than never, but happiness strikes and all that. Yeah. So we've got loads of puns on it as well.
It is a lovely, lovely, lovely tune.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Elsie Mo as well.
Oh, what are they saying? Can you say in Elsie Mo language?
It says, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, Jill Serkin, see you all for the shake, rattle and roll at Canterbury.
Oh, yeah, they were telling me that you've won awards for rock and roll. That's why they wanted
No, that. They weren't telling you. You told them.
I've got you as a guest rock and roller. In your pink tutu.
I once won a jive competition when I was 17 years old.
Oh, you never forget.
Which was three centuries ago. I tell you what, you can read an email.
Oh, I was trying to tweet then to Martin.
I don't care.
Martin White. So this is W Square Solutions, and they're offering listeners of the Business Bunker a free one-hour session for business owners who would like to understand the process of becoming a chairman of their company or thinking about exiting or selling the company and want to know more about how to prepare their business for this. There are only 10 places, say WSQ Solutions. So first come, first serve. If you want to participate, then please contact us at the Business Bunker Show or contact Wayne by email. And the email is info@WSQSolutions.com. They've been instrumental in the growth and exit of hundreds of businesses in the southeast, leading to 18 business awards in Kent, being won by their clients over the last 5 years, as well as supporting a plethora of business exits and companies experiencing outstanding growth. Go on, they say, you've got nothing to lose but everything to gain from this free one-hour session. And you can contact, as I said, Wayne, info@WSQSolutions.com. And, of course, you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, where everything we mention is up.
Cool. Thank you for that. I was trying to find a tweet that
I read something while you...
No, it's all right. I've done it. I found
it. Stubborn.
Winning bids and tenders is crucial for many organisations. So if you're not winning enough bids, then come along to the West Kent B2B on the 10th of March. That's this Thursday at the Hop Farm and hear from Rob Fenn from the British Assessment Bureau and Anna Grady from Chameleon Marketing explain how you can be even more successful. In the meantime, why not join the conversation by following them on the Twitter at the BAB official. That's the word the, B-A-B official. All one word, no hyphens or underscores or anything. The BAB official, give them a tweet. And hot off the press, the British Assessment Bureau have just been awarded the grant to certify organisations to the new ISO 14001 2015 Environmental Management Standard. We really are excited to be one of just a few companies accredited by UCAS to certify this new standard. You can find out more about it by going to our website, which is www.british-assessment.co.uk. What do you reckon?
I think that's a very good idea to do that.
I've always wanted an ISO 14001:2015. I've always wanted one of those.
What was your colon?
No, it's not environmentally managed, apparently.
That's what you eat, darling.
Yeah.
A Kent accountancy firm is celebrating success after being shortlisted as finalists for two separate business awards. Who is this, I hear you cry?
Who is it, Jules? Who is it?
Bunker listeners, it's McBride's Chartered Accountants.
Wow.
And they've been chosen as a finalist in the Bexley Business and Excellence Awards.
Emma Hegarty works for them.
Emma Heggers, she sounds like something I might be eating up in West Sands in Scotland.
No, it sounds like a really lovely lady that's been on the Business Bunker
I know
show.
She's lovely, but Emma Hegarty, she could be like a higgity pie.
What you mean, like she's from she's from Dr. Finlay's casebook?
Right, I think it's Emma Haggerty.
That's what I said.
Name. You said Hegarty.
Okay.
But then you can get your E's and your A's mixed up, I've noticed.
I'm from Carmel, aren't I, my lovely?
They are a finalist in the Bexley Business Excellence Awards, and their senior corporate tax advisor, Emma Haggerty, is a finalist in the West Kent Women in Business Awards, otherwise known as QWIB, or K-W-I-B. The judges for the Bexley Business Excellence Awards, in association with Cardo, have selected McBrides as finalists in the Best Business for Employee Training and Development. So well done there. There was a gala event coming up on the 9th of June at the Bexley Heath Marriott Hotel. The winner of the Kent Women in Business Awards will be announced at a gala event on Friday the 11th of March at the Great Danes in Maidstone. They've changed their name again back.
They've changed it back, yeah.
Oh, I can't keep up
It's because everybody ignored them when they changed it to something else and just kept calling it the Great Danes. So eventually they decided to go back to it, basically.
There Sorry, I'm just helping myself to my hand ground.
We've got gin.
No, this is hand ground coffee, darling.
She's got her little little flask of gin from her handbag. She's happy now.
This is from my friend coffee, you know, my lovely coffee friends that send it to me. Hand ground.
Hand ground gin?
No. Hand ground coffee.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Gin makes me maudlin.
Should
we talk to Neil?
I'd much rather talk to Neil.
I would.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're even here.
I don't even know why we're bothering with this nonsense when we've got someone sensible in the studio that we could actually talk to. Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show Mr. Neil Lakeland. Neil is Director of Marketing and Communications for CXK. Neil, welcome to the Business Bunker show. Thank you so much for joining us and for putting up with half an hour of complete and utter nonsense before you got a chance to talk to us.
He was just looking a bit stunned in the beginning.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised
I was
all.
Stunned at being called sensible, to be honest.
Neil, it's an absolute pleasure to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us on The Bunker Show. I'd like to kick off, if you wouldn't mind, by you telling us who, what and why CXK are.
Okay, thank you, Paul. CXK, we're a charity. We're based in Ashford. And we work across the entire South East, so Essex, Kent, Medway, East and West Sussex, basically. Those are our areas. And we really exist to help people get into employment, education or training, and giving people the skills to do that and sustain that as a course.
Okay. Now, just because I know this confuses people sometimes, so we might as well clear it up now. You did start out life as Connections, I do believe, quite some time ago now.
Yep. So 2002, we were one of many Connections partnerships that were set up. In 2007 or so, we actually converted to a charity. And then in 2013, we rebranded to CXK.
Right.
But in the meantime, I mean, obviously, 2010-11, the Connections funding and idea went with the coalition government coming in.
Right.
And what that meant was we had to look for different ways and more diverse ways to sustain ourselves.
Right.
So what we do now is very different to what was done under Connections.
Okay.
So although there is that confusion around CXK and Connections, actually, they're two very different beasts now.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move forward now and let's concentrate on some of the work that you do and some of the things that you're involved in. You said that you kind of follow the South East LEP region, Kent, Essex and West and East Sussex, and you help people. It's not just young adults. It's not just young people. It's adults and all kinds of people, really.
Yeah, absolutely everyone. So young people, and that's kind of where we started, obviously, with the Connections element.
Yeah.
But since we've moved into families, so...
old people, not Jules.
Old people, retired people.
We were talking about perhaps women who've been at home and may have lost their confidence pre-show, weren't we, Neil?
Yep, so people, late women who may have had some children, got to the children going to start school and want to get back into employment, we can help with that.
Right.
We basically work with people on a need rather than age basis.
Okay.
Mm. And what kind of jobs are you looking to put them into?
It's more around the advice and guidance that we work with. So we will work with school-age pupils giving them an introduction into exactly what the world of work might look like. So talking to them about some of the skills that might need, some of the motivations that they might need to look for, and how they can get those skills. We will work with people who potentially being made redundant or coming up to redundancy about how they can transfer those skills back into a different job, maybe change a career and do something they've always wanted to do rather than what necessarily had to do. As well as maybe work with families so that offering parenting support or young people on their emotional well-being.
Because quite often there are families that have a long-term unemployment pattern. So you have one, two, even three generations of people that have never worked or haven't worked for many, many years.
Exactly. And we what we want to try and do is break that cycle. So we will work with both the young person around giving them an incentive and an idea of what work might look like and how they can get themselves into work. Because we all kind of look up to or are motivated by parents or the experiences of some of our parents. And for some of us, that's great. Some of us, it might not be due to circumstance. And therefore, we want to try and give that back. But equally, we want to work with the parent so that they can start putting those positive messages across.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we should point out to people, in case they don't know, as well as being International Women's Day, it's actually National Careers Week as well this week.
Exactly.
You know, Neil, because we've had many conversations about this, it's one of my big bugbears about the UK, that we're incredibly poor at career advice, career guidance overall. It's something that we've not done very well in the past, and it's something that I feel is a big issue with getting people into work. It is that our careers advice is pretty poor, or has been in the past.
It's often very narrow as well, isn't it? You know, how many successful people have we spoken to over the years who've been told at school, you know, you'll never amount to much? Or
I mean,
you hear it time and time again.
My careers advice at school went like this: you can join the army, or you can work in the dockyard. Although you probably wouldn't get a job in the dockyard because you're too thick.
Nice.
Thank you. And that was it.
Well, I remember when I was growing up, I'm so old, Neil, that the jobs that you really, really wanted to do, the be-all and end-all, was either to be, an air hostess or a GPO, what do you call it?
Telephonist.
Yeah.
That was switchboard operator.
And if you got the GPO switchboard, you had, you know, the best training for any job once you had that.
It's interesting, though, because careers have moved on, and the whole world of work has changed drastically in the last 50 years, massively.
Well, now everybody just wants to be Justin Bieber.
But when talking about young people and people that have been out of the workforce for a long time, they've lost track of what is actually available in the workforce, you know, in the workplace. They've lost track of what jobs exist and what skills you need for it and stuff like that. Because most of us, even those of us that are at work, can't keep up because it changes so rapidly. And for those people that aren't in it or have been out of it a long time, it's even harder because they just don't know what exists. So organisations like CXK exist to try and fill that gap,
It is. I mean, it's something we are very passionate about. It is our heritage, and it is what it underpins everything that we do. And just going back to Jules's careers advice, if she'd taken the GPO route, exactly where would she be now? We know that those roles don't exist. We know that the skills that might be needed to a certain extent are transferable, but there would need to be some careers advice around that.
She'd be working in a call centre now.
I wouldn't mind.
Well equipped.
But also, Neil, you know, IT just is changing all the time, isn't it? So someone may be in their 30s. I mean, even actually my kids who, you know, went to really good schools, one went to private, one went to grammar, not well taught IT, particularly, especially at the grammar.
IT hasn't been taught in British schools until the last 5 years. It was not taught in British schools. So, the Americans used to fall about laughing at us. That we were still teaching Latin while everyone else was teaching IT.
Yeah. So what would you say? Are you doing any IT sort of stuff?
Well, we focus more on the careers advice and guidance and the skills. So what we would be looking at is actually what skills do you need to work in the world of work? Where can you get those skills? So it could be that, for example, if there's any parents of 15 or 17, 16, 17-year-olds out there, that one way they could get them would be through the National Assistance Service, which is basically a four-week programme over the summer designed to give teamwork, interpersonal skills, communication skills, all those softer skills that we know are needed in work and which can't be automated, so actually which are going to sustain themselves even though work and education is changing.
Absolutely.
We also try and give the skills that look at where the labour market's going. So we will spend a lot of time looking at labour market intelligence, saying, well, you might want to take that sector, but actually that sector is declining. So the GPO example, in 5 years' time, you will not have a job. So where you need to go and what skills you need to develop. It's what we believe is giving people the tools and the information to enable them to help themselves rather than saying to someone, as was the old careers advice of, actually, you go to the army, you go to the dockyard.
Yeah.
Because that's quite narrow.
Absolutely. And what you're telling me is what I want to hear, because basically one of my big things about this is that the world of work is now very much a process of evolution. You go into a field of work, but within 2 or 3 years, it will have changed drastically. The impact of technology and different ways of doing work and different markets and different things that happen will change it. So it's exciting. If you go in with your eyes open to a view to saying, well, I'm doing this at the moment, but I'm going to look for new opportunities as they come along, that's how you build a career now. You know, back in the day, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you chose a career path which was, you know, I'm going to become a painter, or I'm going to become this, or I'm going to become... And that's what you did for your entire career. That doesn't happen anymore, or very rarely happens. So it is about equipping people. I just wanted to mention, I did something with you, and I think it's with the National Career Service last year.
Yep.
There was an event that I came along to briefly participated in, and that was really fascinating. There were hordes and hordes of young people there in big groups of... things. And they we did a kind of Dragon's Den thing because they'd been building businesses and were pitching those businesses to, and I was luckily enough to be invited to be one of the panel assessing those, and we had some fantastic things come up and great kids and really, you know, some brilliant presentations. Those kind of things I think are really useful in terms of readying people, making young people think about the world of work.
It is, and it's exactly, just to build on that point, it's around the resilience. So everything that we do has resilience built into it. So there is no job for life anymore.
Absolutely.
You've got to be able to transfer and know where you're going to build your skills. And that is the advice we give to young people, to adults, to families, to anyone. It's around transferable skills and getting what you can out of that to be able to move on.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if this is relevant to you, but we've had a tweet, and it's from, the Twitter handle is Kent Photo Fair. And they say, hello, Business Bunker CXK. Do you have any young photographers who would like to show their work either individually or as a group?
Interesting. Yeah. It is interesting because one of the programs we run is it's called Talent Match. So that's funded through the big lottery, and it's around getting people who are probably around 19 to 24-ish who have been out of work for a reasonable time back into work, and it's through one-to-one mentoring. I was just the other day talking to actually one of the mentors around a Talent Match art exhibition, because there's quite a few young people on that who are quite creative, one or two photographers, one I think is a clothes designer, and looking at trying to put an art exhibition on to showcase some of their work. So I'll get back in touch with KS Photography, you say?
Yeah, Kent Photo Fair is their Twitter handle.
Okay.
That will be brilliant, and you're absolutely right. And funnily enough, you're quite right as well, Neil, in bringing those things together. You were saying about the evolution of things like that and how creative a lot of young people are. The creative industries, of course, are one of the new industries that are accelerating beyond all belief. $86 billion a year creative industries are worth to us at the moment.
And a real growth sector in the South East Lip.
Massive growth sector. Absolutely massive growth sector. So it's nice when that kind of thing comes together.
And sometimes, you know, when you give someone a young or a medium-aged person or an old
person. medium-aged person.
Or an elderly-ish person. Yeah, I mean, what's elderly now?
An extra large.
When I was at Rochester Uni doing my photography, there was a lady there who was 90.
Yep.
Doing a BA honours, you know. So what is age now? It doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is that sometimes young children, for various reasons, or young people, don't get the confidence from their parents for various reasons. It could be their parents are ill, or, you know, they don't have a mum or a dad, or they've been brought up, you know, in care. Who knows? But, you know, if you're giving them those skills and the confidence, how far do you then take them? You know, when do you hand them over?
It's where they're needed. Mm-hmm. So I mean, on the young people, for example, with skills and confidence, we run a very successful program called Young Healthy Minds, which looks at emotional well-being of a young person.
Right.
So that could be that, as you say, they've suffered a bereavement in the family, or their parents have split up, or whatever, and it's affected the child's confidence or mental health in some way. Mm. So we will run that program for a fixed period and look at the impact and help that person. We might not then be back in touch with that young person ever again, or we might go back in touch with them because they turn 16 and want to do the National Citizen Service and they build their confidence a bit more. And then there might be some careers advice in their school that we get involved in. So we are, I suppose, the glue. Occasionally we're needed to go in and stick something back together again. But once it's stuck, as long as it remains stuck, then that's absolutely fine. But if it comes unstuck, we'll stick it back.
I wanted to ask you about that, actually, and that's an interesting analogy that you've drawn there. I wanted to ask you where you actually get your client group from, you know, how they arrive at your doorstep, how you know who you're going to help. Do you search the streets at night looking for people? Or do they... I'm sure you do. Like
he's
press
up
gangs.
All night. Yeah.
You're in. Is there a process of sending people to you? How does it work?
It works. It depends. So we will be referred potentially by either GPs or by schools. So on the Young Healthy Minds. Mm. With certain schools, we work in certain schools around Kent, about 60, 70 schools throughout Kent on their careers advice. So we will have advisors going in, talking to the young people, trying to... give them an insight and running focus days. But we also run the National Career Service throughout the whole South East LEP, and that's working very closely with job centres to help people who are out of work or potentially being made redundant, so to look helping those. We work with schools on the National Assistance Service, as well as individually. So individuals may phone up the National Career Service and they may be in work and looking to change work and want some advice on their CV, and we will give that advice.
Okay. So are you saying you're kind of like an associate of the National Career Service? Is that how it works? And you go into like the DWP offices and offer careers support and help? Okay.
So we're the prime contractor throughout the whole South East LEP for National Career Service.
I see. Okay. Okay, so you go into various organisations and help them with careers, and that could be schools, it could be Department of Work and Pension, anybody really from that point of view. Okay, that's cool. That's really good.
So what are you looking for? Some of our listeners might know, for example, people that you could perhaps put your people with, or what are you looking for from listeners?
I mean, I think there's two main things I would suggest. One is that we obviously always are on the lookout for employers. We do a lot of work in schools under both our own banner, the CXK banner, and also what's called the Inspiration Agenda for National Career Service. And the Inspiration Agenda is really about raising aspiration. So it's around opening the eyes of young people as to what they could do and where their potential is. And for that, it's an engagement with employers to run maybe some events or to give some talks around actually what it means to be doing this particular role. So if there's any employers out there who would be interested in getting involved, then please do drop us a line, drop us a tweet, and we'll be back in touch. We're also running, as a charity, we're running fundraising events. So we've got a golf day on the 22nd of April at Chart Hills. There's still a couple of team places left, so if anyone's interested and fancies a game of golf at the end of April.
Chart Hills, eh?
At Chart Hills.
Well, then, no messing about there. It's not your normal pitch and putt, that, isn't?
No, it's a full day, so if you're interested, then have a look at our website and get in touch with us as well.
Okay.
But really, it's employers are crucial in careers advice, and we just want to make sure that we can engage.
Absolutely. I'm going to have a little rant here about employers.
Glad you're loins, Neil.
We speak to lots of small and medium-sized businesses who lament the lack of certain things in our young people in terms of their employability. And one of the things that I say to these people all the time is, how are they ever going to know unless you go and tell them? Yeah, it's no good sitting there and saying, well, schools aren't teaching them the right thing, or they don't know this, or they don't know that. It's not osmosis. They can't do it by, psychokinesis. You have to go and tell them. You have to get engaged. So my plea is to the businesses to get engaged. Get engaged with organisations like CXK. Help them. Come along to some of their events. Talk to people, both young and adult. Talk to people about the world of work and about your world of work. What is it in your organisation, in your small business, that you want from employees coming to work for you? If you don't tell them, how are they ever going to know?
Yeah.
How are they ever going to develop the things that you want if you don't tell them what it is and you don't entice them to want to work in your organisation? We have a massive skill shortage in the UK. There are over 750,000 unfilled jobs currently and another 1.2 million being created, and we've got no one to do them. So yet we've got, I can't remember what the exact figures are at the moment, but youth unemployment at the moment is running about 10% in the UK.
Mm.
So we've got 600,000 unemployed young people in this country that are desperate for a job. Unless we put those two things together, it's never going to happen. And there's it's no good employers waiting for somebody else to do it. It's up to you to tell people what you want.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're not going to get what you want. So do get engaged. And at two levels, I would say go and meet people like Neil and his team at CXK. Ask what they're doing. Ask to be involved. Ask to come along and give talks and presentations. But also, how about giving some young people some work experience for a couple of days a week?
We're always looking for work placements for some of our programs.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. It's one of the greatest things that you need, isn't it? Because work placements tells everything you need to know, rather than just listening to someone talk. If they can come and spend a couple of days in your workplace, they'll soon get an idea of what's needed, whether it suits them and stuff like that. We don't have enough people doing that, so do it.
And all the Bunker listeners listening all know somewhere that we could wheedle somebody in for a day or 2 days or a couple of hours or a morning.
Mm,
you know, even just shadowing someone, you learn so much, don't you,
in the
beginning, Neil?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Neil, thank you for that. It's been a real insight into what you folks do at CXK and how you do some of it. Can you give us a shout out for how people can find out more about all the kind of programs and things you do? What's the best way to get hold of you?
Okay, so there's a couple of different ways. We've obviously our website, www.cxk.org. That has everything on it in terms of the programs, in terms of the fundraising events, and also our contact details. Also, the Twitter handle is CXK Limited, so CXK LTD. We have a Facebook page exactly the same, so CXK LTD. And we also have our phone number 01233 224 244. Nice and easy to remember, 224 244.
Fantastic. And that's Ashford. You're based in Ashford at the moment. Cool. Neil, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show in this National Careers Week.
Thank you.
And telling us about the vital work that CXK does. And we really are very supportive of you in that. You're doing a fabulous job. We want more and more people to help you to do what you do. So employers out there, please get in touch with Neil and his team and work with them on this. For the moment, Neil, do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Neil Lakeland, Director of Communications and Marketing at CXK. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Absolute pleasure.
I'm also going to give Neil brownie points because he has put his Twitter handle on his business card, and I love that. So many people don't, and it's just really, really cool.
But he's a marketing.
Well,
he's a marketing man.
I know a lot of marketing.
He's a marketing man.
I know marketing people with not even on Twitter or don't even know their Twitter handles.
I'm going to put him on the spot now because I might be wrong. So I'm watching his eyes in case he goes, no,
wrong.
No.
You're never wrong.
Yeah, no.
Is he Scottish then?
Yeah. Neil, I know a couple of years ago, was heavily involved with the Chartered Institute of Marketing. Is that something that you're still involved with, Neil?
Still involved, still a member. I was chair of the Kent branch for 3 years, about 4 years ago, and I was up until recently on the South East Regional Board, literally just stepped down off the South East Regional Board, purely because time and work commitments enabled me not to do it. But yeah, something that I would recommend anyone in marketing to get involved in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Good one.
That's the Chartered Institute of Marketing, Absolutely. Thank you for that, Neil. Cool. I got away with that.
He didn't say no.
No.
Would you like faster, lower cost ways to improve your business?
Oh, yes, please.
Come and meet 600 Kent businesses at the West Kent B2B on the 10th of March.
That's Thursday. There's a lot happening this Thursday, isn't there?
I'm going to Scotland, darling, on Thursday.
Yeah, well, we noticed. Do you know? Everything's happening on Thursday.
There's a lot happening on Thursday.
Everything's happening on Thursday because everybody went, she's gone, quickly, do something. Organise an event, she's not here.
A free breakfast or something. This is the West Kent B2B on the 10th of March at the Hop Farm in Paddock Wood. And the highlights of the day include two amazing keynote speakers, Paul Johnson, who's the chair, the group chair at Vistage. And
Paul's been on the show.
He has. Mm. I know, I remember him. It was the Paul and Paul show, as I remember.
It was, indeed.
He's got an outstanding record of sales and successfully turns around underperforming operations. He'll be speaking about the 7 key skills of successful business leaders. And then Paul Lees, it really is the Paul show, Kent executive of PowWow Now, the UK's leading conference call provider, sharing his success secrets with you. I love
that
again. PowWow Now.
PowWow Now.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
PowWow Now.
There'll be 10 workshops. There'll be Get Social sessions, plus the winning bid. Find out how to ensure that your tender wins. Over 80 exhibitors.
Oh, you said winning bid. I thought you said women's beard.
Well, no, I didn't. But it's obviously your ears are not mine. Over 80 exhibitors. And the West Kent B2B also offers a day of brilliant networking opportunities. I can say necking then. Networking opportunities.
Might do that,
right? Going back to my youth.
I think you picked up the wrong teeth on the way out this morning.
I've got the painter's teeth.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre, isn't it? You have a painter in your bedroom while you're getting ready for your work. So I say, don't mind if I'm just putting my makeup on. So I'm sitting there, you know.
He went, do you want to borrow my roller?
It's got that bad.
Yeah.
The West Kent B2B also offers a day of brilliant networking opportunities, meeting potential customers and leading edge suppliers. You can phone, and I'll give you that number in a tick if you get your pen, and you can email bookings@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. You can phone 01732 758 530, and everything is on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Our little co-presenter is very diligent about that, aren't you, Paul Andrews?
I am indeed.
Puts it straight up.
I'll put it up, yeah.
Oh, dear. Let's move on, Neil.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from a new listener, Rexu, R-E-X-U, Rexu Web Design, based in Canterbury.
Oh.
And they say, Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout-out on the Business Bunker show. Thank you. So consider yourself shouted out.
Yes.
That's Rexu Web Design, who are based in Canterbury.
And Bean Smitten is asking me if I'm still working through the Christmas 2015 blend. It's my last one, actually. This is a hint, a formal hint. My last Christmas blend, hand ground this morning. So I expect I'm waiting for the spring blend, aren't I?
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Venom Tech.
Oh, now what's the venom of the day?
They haven't mentioned it in this tweet. I'm sure there's another tweet somewhere with the venom of the day. In this tweet, they've said it's Tuesday. You know what to do.
Yes.
You listen to the Business Bunker show. So thank you to the lovely folks over at Venom Tech at Discovery Park there in Sandwich.
Well, that's the second mention that's had today.
Absolutely. It's National Promote Discovery Park Day then. And we've also had a tweet from Shout Out Shepway, who are a new listener. Shout Out Shepway. Whee. Cool. Right. We're going to have a break in a moment, and I'm going to play a piece of music. And I want to tell you why I'm playing this piece of music. One, because it's one of my favourite songs. But two, I think it sums up something that I'm going to be doing on Friday evening.
Oh, what are you going to be? Oh, I don't want to know.
On Friday evening, I'm going to be spending my time with some very lovely ladies.
Do you know what I was doing last Friday?
No, no.
I spent the evening, I was going for afternoon tea at 5 p.m, which rolled as it does.
Past midnight, yeah.
And I was with a love charming man who owns a couple of hotels, one in Margate, the Crescent Victoria and the Crescent Turner, little boutique hotels. Fabulous meal. Yes, and some Sauvignon Blanc and, you know.
A couple of crates of wine.
Yeah, you know, we did. I had to leave my car there. I went and got it the next day.
Absolutely.
So you were, what were you doing on Friday?
This Friday coming.
Yeah.
I am going to be.
Frolicking.
I'm going to be at the Great Danes Hotel, frolicking with some ladies, because it's the Kent Women in Business Awards, and I'm going to be there because I was one of the judges.
I don't know how you muscle in every year.
I know. And I'm going to be presenting at least one of the awards. So I'm really looking forward to that. So in line with that, I thought I'd play this.
What is it? Slow intro.
It's Slade.
Okay. Noddy Holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, you played this last year, but I don't know this song. I only know
it's a great song.
Because I Love You, I know. In Woman.
We all need